Hi, friends. I'm Scott. This is What a Weird Week. Every Friday, we do a Weird News of the Week Top 10 Countdown. We do the podcast and a blog with all the stories and the show notes. And we do a YouTube video, and you can get everything in your podcatcher show notes. The link is there. Or remember, shownotes.page.
Hi, everybody. It's Weird.
This is like crazy being here.
Really weird tales.
Well, I got a great show for you today with some wonderful weird stuff.
Thanks for coming back to the show. It's season 4, episode 41 for Friday, July 7th. Giant pie and flying cars.
10.
Let's get into this top 10. Our first story, number 10, is bicentennial celebration with giant pie. On Monday, the Florida Keys celebrated their 200th birthday, their bicentennial, and they celebrated with a giant pie. A 13-foot diameter key lime pie, which they are now trying to get into the Guinness Book of World Records. A couple of KLP facts. Key lime pie? I don't know. Thought it sounded cool, you guys. KLP. Originally from Key West, Florida in the 1800s, Florida's official pie, we want to congratulate the Florida Keys and also say happy birthday, Florida Keys. What about birthday pie, you guys? I mean, cake has had a good run. Let's get some more birthday pie action going on. By the way, if you're wondering how the largest key lime pie stacks up against pie world records, the biggest pumpkin pie in the world was around a 20-foot diameter pie. So the key lime pie, 13-foot, a little bit smaller. A few other noteworthy pies. British Columbia is known for the largest cherry pie. That one was a 17-ton pie. An 18-ton pecan pie set a world record in El Paso. There's quite a range of world record pies. No one pie really dominates the field. You know, every pie gets their own record. I like a world filled with large pies.
9.
Number 9, stolen velociraptor. A dinosaur story, you guys. Love those. The headline from HuffPost, police hunt down dinosaur following South Dakota heist. The velociraptor escaped from Jurassic Park. We knew it was going to happen at some point. We've been warned in the movies. No, we're talking about a velociraptor statue stolen from an arts and science center in South Dakota. It happened late at night. The security guard saw people carrying out a velociraptor, checked the surveillance footage. Clues were pieced together, and the authorities were able to locate the dinosaur at a nearby apartment. Seems like it was some teenagers involved in this dinosaur heist.
8.
On July the 4th, Joey Chestnut won the hot dog eating deal for a 16th time. That's our number 8 story. Nathan's hot dog eating contest was almost canceled because of thunderstorms. But out of the ashes arises a champion for the ages. Joey Jaws Chestnut ate 62 hot dogs in 10 minutes. The next closest competitor, 49 hot dogs. So Joey Jaws dominates this field. By the way, the world record held by Joey Jaws, 76 hot dogs. See internet for more. I'm not even going to link to the story because it was all over the place on the 4th of July. You just have to look at the internet and the algorithm will assume you want to see Joey Jaws Chestnut eating a lot of hot dogs.
7.
Number 7, Florida man who set the world record for living a long time underwater has revealed that he shrunk. The fellow named Joe spent 100 days in an underwater habitat to set the world record. Now he's telling interviewers that he's a half inch shorter than before the underwater adventure. Lousy stinking shrinkage. He thinks he'll grow back to normal size, but wait and see.
6.
Talking about his height, you guys. Did I not make that clear? We're talking about his height.
6.
Number 6. The teacher who skipped school for 20 years has been fired. Quote from Business Insider. The court heard that during the scarce periods when she was teaching, she was distracted by her phone, borrowed textbooks from students who seemingly received grades at random, and her lessons generally seemed improvised and confused. Without going too deep into this one, it's about a lady in Italy who seems to be incredibly talented at finding ways to avoid going to work at her job as a teacher, and equally talented at still getting to keep her job. She skipped work for 20 years. One time she got let go, but then she was reinstated. It looks like now she finally has been fired more permanently. The link is in the show notes if you want to do a deeper dive on this one, or maybe see how she did it. Maybe this is a real learning opportunity for all of us, you guys.
Five.
The fifth weirdest story of the week, the red stuff leaking from the truck was hot sauce. This is from CDL Life website. It's a website for truckers. The headline, semi-truck hot sauce spill leads to hazmat response on El Paso Interstate. This happened last Friday. Somebody driving on the highway noticed the semi-truck was leaking red liquid. Can you imagine being that driver seeing that? We've all seen the movies. What is that red liquid coming out of the truck? Do not open the truck. That truck is evil. Well, it turned out it was Tabasco sauce. The truck was hauling 4,400 gallons of Tabasco sauce. The El Paso Fire Department responded to the call, and they had to bring in the hazmat team as well. At first, I was like, well, that seems unusual. But I mean, Tabasco sauce? What if you're driving on that highway in a convertible and some of that Tabasco sauce gets sprayed up into your eyes? Yes. Hazardous.
Four.
Pickle war at number four. Number four, the pickle war. This is from Daily Beast. Rival pickle companies duke it out in court over secret recipe. This is about a pickle company named Grillo's who is suing Patriot Pickle in what the Daily Beast calls a salty new lawsuit. Just holding for laughter there. No laughter. Okay, moving on. This is a civil suit. Grillo's says Patriot has stolen their secret recipe. It's for this line of pickles they do for Whole Foods, a store brand for Whole Foods. We don't have Whole Foods in Canada, or not in my neck of the woods anyway, but, you know, major grocer. Grillo's is accusing Patriot of stealing the recipe and churning out the exact same pickles. Essentially, I'm sort of paraphrasing, but that's essentially the lawsuit. At one point, I don't understand co-packing and all that. And I certainly do not understand the pickle industry. Or pickle espionage. But kind of how I would describe it is Grillo's and Patriot Pickle were involved in some sort of co-packing agreement where they're perhaps using a shared facility to bottle pickles for Whole Foods store brand or something similar. When that happens, you could see how perhaps you're supposed to sign all these non-disclosure agreements or whatever, but you could see how perhaps one company could get their hands on another company's recipe. Top secret pickle recipe. So the courts are going to decide that one. Everybody is innocent until proven guilty. All that jazz. I'm not a lawyer. I'll tell you what, though. If you like pickles, this would be the best jury duty ever. Hey, because you got to figure you're going to be eating a lot of pickles.
Three.
Number three, a knockoff Louis Vuitton bag is in the news because it's too small to be of much use. But it's still really expensive. No, but it's really small, you guys. Would it keep your wallet? No. Your phone? No. No, no. You can't fit your phone in it. What about your keys? No, not your keys. What about a pack of gum? Nope. What about one key? Not even one key, you guys. Here's the headline from CBS News. Microscopic Louis Vuitton knockoff bag, narrow enough to fit through the eye of a needle, sells for more than $63,000. So yeah, it's a tiny handbag, a little purse. It has a Louis Vuitton signature monogram on it, but it's a knockoff, you guys, and you gotta watch out for those. Sometimes you can't tell, you guys, if it's a knockoff. I'll tell you, one of the ways is if it's small enough to pass through the eye of a needle. See the link for the deep dive on it. Really, the takeaway is it's a really little piece of art. You have to look at it through a microscope. And when you buy it for $63,750, it comes with a microscope.
Two.
Runner makes wrong turn, loses thousands in prize money. From HuffPost, the headline is, Elite runner makes costly mistake moments before the finish line. This happened earlier this week. A runner at the Peachtree Road Race in Atlanta is running, winning, nearly done. It's a 10K, and just before the finish line, you know how in road races they have police motorcycles along the route? Well, a police officer in front of the runners on a motorcycle turned down a side street and the lead runner, nearly to the finish line, followed the police motorcycle. She took the same turn up that side street instead of continuing on in a straight line to the finish line. The lady would have won $10,000. She did manage to get back on track, took third place in the race. Still pretty good, $3,000. It was a good recovery, and I guess it's just one of those things. Very unfortunate. I want to say you can't look back, but it's really hard. Could have been $10,000. Don't look back. It could have been $10,000, though, but don't look back. But it... Honorable mention. We have one honorable mention this week from Science Alert. Here's the headline. NASA seals volunteers into isolated habitat for year-long experiment. I think I already saw this movie. Or an episode of Black Mirror, maybe? Was it an episode of Black Mirror? Whichever. Spoiler, it did not end well. According to Science Alert, the four volunteers got sealed into the Martian habitat simulation on June 25th, and they're supposed to stay in there for a year to help researchers gain some insight in advance of getting a real life on Mars situation going. What if you hate your roommates, though? I'm sure they had to do all these psychological tests and that, but you never know for sure how you're going to react until you're locked into the fake Martian biodome for a year. Right? Habitat name is Mars Dune Alpha. That could also be the name of the movie. Let me say it this way. If you're writing the movie Mars Dune Alpha, and the premise is four researchers locked in there for a year, you're probably not going to write a buddy comedy, right? You're going to write a terrifying movie. Anyway, researchers, best of luck. Godspeed. See you next year.
One.
The number one weirdest story of the week, the top dog, the top weird dog, the weird top dog. It's weird, but it's kind of exciting. It's about flying cars, number one. This headline via CNN, the Federal Aviation Administration says that a California company's flying car is approved for testing. By the way, it doesn't just fly. It can also drive on roads like the rest of us chumps. They say the company says that's where they're different. They're approved for driving on roads, but then also vertical takeoff. You won't need a runway. Oh, and it's electric. I probably should have mentioned that sooner. It's an electric flying and driving car. They say it'll have a range of 200 miles driving or around 100 miles flying, maybe a bit more. The plan is to be selling these by 2025, but they think it's going to be around $300,000 to buy one of these. So I might have to settle for only buying seven. I found this to be cool. The developers were inspired by the flying cars in the movie Back to the Future. That's what got them working on this years ago. We have a link to a photo of this thing if you want to see what it looks like. I'll tell you, though, if you don't have time to click, a lot of flying vehicles in the news look like a drone. This one looks like a real car. Looks maybe like a 50s car or maybe like retro, future retro. Shiny. All right, that has been that. Thanks for listening. What a Weird Week is the name of this show. Streaming on Funhouse Radio. If that's where you're hearing this, you can also get links and show notes and stuff. If you don't want to subscribe to the podcast, you can go to shownotes.page.